We are in Daf Chavov Amid Beis. We're starting the Gemara, but before we start the Gemara, I saw a Torah Tamina today. Beikra Aleph Oisamach Tes, and it's very interesting. He brings down the drosha Va'olchu Eitzim, and that's what Chazal Darsh and Va'olchu Eitzim. That it's going on the Tomit Shobeinu Abayim, and you need two Kahanim. So he asks the Kasha, in the beginning of Perek Sheni, it says that the one who was Zeicha to Tumas Hadeshin is Zeicha to the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. There was only one Kohen. And here it says, Va'olcho Eitzim, you need two Kahanim. So Muchitzach Zeh Shtach with this Kasha, and then he found the Ritva. The Ritva says the one who took the Tumas Hadeshim, he told the Kohen that's next to him, he should also take one of the Gzirei Eitzim. Rachayret Zapela, yesterday we had learned that there's two dinim. There's one Pasuk Ubiyah, there's one Pasuk Va'olchu. The Tomit Shel Shachatak is with one Kohen, the Tomit Shel Bein Abayim is with two Kohanim. Let us see the Gemara Tone. We learned Hab Shaitan Venituchen Shoven Bezo. That the Hefshit in the Nituach is Shoven Bezo. There's no difference between a Kolben Yochid or a Kolben Tzibu. It is Kosher Bezo. So the Svat Emes and the Gvur Tari Muchazich. Meiche Tasty, one should be Mechalik in a Kolben Yochid and a Kolben Tzibu Lagabi Hefshit Venituach. Omar Cheskiyah. Minayin lehevshet v'nituach sheshove bezol. Before we'll see the droshes, let us just say over a few psukim in the beginning of Vayikra, though we'll understand the flow of the Gemara. The Pasuk Gimel starts, Vayikra Aleph Pasuk Gimel im oylo karbonoi min haboka, Zocha Tomi Yakrivenu, Pesach Ayomoy Yakev Oysel Otsoynil Tnei Hashem. So we're speaking about an Oylos Nedove. Fine. V'somach Yodoy Al Roysha Oylo. The next Pasuk says that the Baila makes Smiche, V'nirtzoloy Lachaper Olo. Pasuk, Hey, is as follows. V'shochat Es Ben Haboko Lefnei Hashem. V'krivu B'nei Aren Ekehanim Et Adom. Bizolku as Adam al Mizbeir Sovi Vasher Pesach Oyel Moy. Pasuk Hey, it mentions Kahune. Till now we didn't speak about Kahune, we're speaking about the Bailam, Vasamach Yodi al Roisha Oilo. In Pasuk Hey says Vishochat as Ben Habokal of Nei Hashem. Again we didn't mention Kahune. Vikribu Bnei Aaron Ekehanim as Adam, Bizolku as Adam al Mizbeir Sovi Vasher Pesach Oyel Moy. When it speaks about Vikrivu, let us just jump the gun. Vikrivu means Kabbalah. So from Kabbalah's Hadom Ve'ela, it says Mitzvah Kohune. This is Pasuk Hey. Pasuk Vav says, Ve'hivshit esa oylo, ve'nitach oysa linisachel. Pasuk Vav speaks about Hefshit, it speaks about Nituach, and Pasuk Vav does not mention Kehan. Pasuk Zayin starts as follows. V'nosnu b'nei arin ha-koyin eish ala mizbeya, v'olchu eitzim al ha-eish. Pasuk Zayin, which is speaking about the nesinit ha-eish ala mizbeya, here it mentions again b'nei arin. Pasuk Ches says, v'olchu b'nei arin ha-koyhanim eish ha-nesochim, et ha-roish ve-et ha-poder. Now here it's speaking about that the b'nei arin are putting down the chalokim of the oila, they're putting it on as a reisha as a poda, al ha'eitzim asher al ha'eisha shalom izbeah. So when it's speaking about va'olchu, again it mentions b'nei arim. And the last pasuk, v'kil v'echod yilchat b'mayim v'hikter ha'koyin es ha'kel ha'mizbeicho, now when it speaks about the gmar ha'ktore, also it mentions koyin. Oila isherech nechoyech l'ashem. So b'kitzel, By Shchite, by Smiche, speaking about the Bailam. By Shchite doesn't mention Kahune. V'hikrivu b'nei Aaron ha-Kehanim, that was speaking about Kabbalah, it mentions Kahune. The next pasuk, Vehipshit es oil of anitach oitel in socher, does not mention kune. Then later, the Nosum Le'an HaKoyin Eishal Mizbeach mentions kahune, that the Nesinus HaEish Yenid Kahanin. The next pasuk, Va'olchu B'nei Aaron HaKehanim Eish HaNesochim Es HaRosh Ves HaPodar, being Mesadar, the Chaticha Sa'ila Al HaEish also needs kahune. And then it says later, the next pasuk, Behikter HaKoyin Es HaKel HaMizbeach by HaKtara, also it mentions kahune. How do we know that hefshit and nituach is shove bezor, that you don't need kahuna? Shenema, v'nosnu b'nei arein akoyin eish ala mizbeach. It says by the Nesinus HaEish, and this is the next pasuk after the pasuk of hefshit, is, so we make a deal. Nesinas eish boi kahune, hefshit v'nituach loy boi kahune. So the pasuk is coming to tell us that it's coming l'diyuke, not l'gufe. It's coming l'diyuke that tavke nesinas eish needs kahune, hefshit v'nituach does not need kahune. Tvrek the Gemara, how do you know it's coming to be medayik? Hai mi boi lei l'gufe. You needed to come to tell us that the Nesinus HaEish needs kahune. Maybe this needs kahune, and who didn't have Shidvin Tuach also will need kahune. Let us see what Rashi says. Hai mi boi lei legufe, the niboi koyin, that by the Nesinus HaEish need a koyin. Aba miyuta minolam, where do you see a miyut here, ya, in an andere platz nicht? Minolam la have Shidvin Tuach, how do you know there's a miyut, have Shidvin Tuach is not? If I would know that it needs kahune in the Nesinus HaEish, so then the whole reason the Torah is writing it is telling us with the UK. The Nesinus HaEish needs kahune and hefshit not. But maybe the pasuk is coming legufe to tell me that Nesinus HaEish needs kahune. The who adin, now could be I could learn out, hefshit v'nituach from the Nesinus HaEish. Or but maybe hefshit v'nituach is better than the Nesinus HaEish. Omar, so what is Pshat in Cheski's drosha? Omar Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, Ashkachte La Abaye. I found Abaye, Tavim Mazber Le Lebrei. Abaye was teaching his son, Teres Koyanim, and from Abaye I understood the Pshat in Cheski's drosha. Now Abaye started explaining his son as follows. V'shochat, the pasuk starts v'shochat as ben habokol lifnei Hashem. So Abaye said v'shochat shchite bezor k'sheira, that the pasuk is coming to tell us that shchite is kosher bezor. Frek the Gemara v'chimei ayin boso, that means why do you need a limud to tell me shchite is k'sheira bezor? Mehechi teisi would need kahune. You need a drosh, if I have a mekoyer that you need kahune, so the pasuk is telling us that it's ksheira bezor. Me ayim bosa da meicha teisi should need kahune to begin with. So the Gemara says, oh, zicha, I would have a mina that you need kahune by shchite. Michlal shenema, it says in Bamidbor, va'ata uvonecho itcho tishmeru es kahunaschem, and the Bach brings down lechol dvar hamizbeya. So the Rehitis Loshen Aposik would seem that everything which is Negeya Kolbonis which are Oilanda Mizbeach, Lechol Dvara Mizbeach, which Lechaira includes Kolbonis also and include all Avoidis. So I would think from this Posik that everything needs Kuhuna. V'ato v'necha itcha tishmas kunascham Lechol Dvara Mizbeach. Shemei ani afilo shchite. So I would think afilo shchite also needs kahuna. Tishmas kunaschem. Talmud loimam. So therefore, Abaye said a drosha. That v'shochat es ben aboko lifnei Hashem. And then it says v'krivu b'nei arne kehanem es adom. So after shchite, when it speaks about kabbalim, then it mentions b'nei arne. So from this pasuk we learn out mikabola ve'eilach mitzvahs kahune, that mitzvahs kahune starts from kabola ve'eilach, And therefore, v'samach yodoi, v'shochat limed ala shchite shekshera b'zo. Now all of a sudden, the Gemara brings a psanu limud, v'samach yodoi v'shochat. Why do you have to bring a new limud? The limud alone is sufficient. If it says, v'krivu b'nei aren kehanim es adom, so mekabol avilach mitzvahs kohune, so zaray shchite kshera b'zo. Why do you have to bring now all of a sudden, v'samach, v'shochat? So it would seem from the Siach Yitzchak and Rashi that the pshat is as follows. It says, v'shochat es ben habokol lifnei Hashem. Doesn't mention who the shoichet is. Then it says, v'kribu b'nei arne kehanem es adon. So it says, from Kabbalah, with kahune. So perhaps I would say, nilmet sosam and amafayrish. V'shochat, it doesn't say who should shecht. And the krivu, it says already from the Kabbalah, is from kahune. So perhaps I would say that the v'shochat is going on the v'krivu. Whoever makes the v'krivu, he should make v'shochat. Therefore, the Gemara brings, no, we have conflicting rayas. Because the pasuk before, v'somach yodei al reisha oilo, is speaking about the bailam. V'hikrivu b'nei arana kehanim, which is speaking about kabbalah ve'ilach, that's speaking about kehanim. And then we have v'shochat as ben haboka lifnei Hashem. The v'shochat is in between the v'somach and v'hikrivu. So that's what the Gemara means. Since I have a pasuk, a previous pasuk, which from the Rehitas Haloshen of the previous Pasuk, it would seem we're speaking about the Bailam, which includes Zorim also. So that means, V'somach Yodei al Reisha Oilo. Then it says, V'shochat es ben haboker, it would seem that the Soimach is the Shoichet. And then later it says, V'krivu b'nei arne kehanim, so v'kel, that's the Makkeh b'Patish. Since the Torah specified kahuna from Kabbalah ve'ilach, so I say the v'shochat is a continuation of the v'somach, and it's coming to tell us that the bailam could also shech, so we see shchita k'sheira b'zo. Michdei. So now, but we don't still understand Cheski's raya yet. Michdei. Aber mikabole ve'eilech mitzvahs kahune. But it says v'hikrivu, so Chazal darshan from Kabbalah, v'hikrivu b'nei arne kehanim es adom, v'zolku es adom, so it seems v'hikrivu is Kabbalah, v'zolku is rike, we're speaking about the kahanim, so it seems from Kabbalah and further, mitzvahs kahune. Is v'nosnu b'nei aroin lomoli. So why does it have to say we're speaking about kahune? So from Kabbalah ve'eilach is mitzvahs kahune. Then it says two psukim later v'nosnu b'nei aron akoyin. So why does it have to say l'chayre from this pasuk further we started speaking about kahanim? V'nosnu b'nei aron lomoli. So it's not coming to tell us that you need kahunim by nesinus ha'ish because from the first pasuk I see mikabolav eilach from kabolim further you need kahune. So that would include everything else. So I would understand the nesinus ha'ish should be ayidei kahanim. Is why did the Torah have to say v'nosnu b'nei aron l'mu'utei hevshet v'nituach? So it's not coming legufe. That was the kasha. The kasha was, how do you know it's coming l'mi'ute hefshit v'nituach? Maybe it's coming l'gufe to tell me that v'noshnu b'nei aron ha'kohen eseshet, you need kahanim for nesinus ha'ish. So the Gemara says l'gufe, you don't need it, because mikabola v'eilach, that means from this pasuk and further, you need kahunim. So v'noshnu b'nei aron is miyute, so it's coming l'diyuke, b'nei aron b'nesinus ha'ish, v'im b'nei aron b'hefshit v'nituach. Frag the Gemara, va'akati itzrich. You need this posik of v'nosnu b'nei aron. Why? Salke daitach amine, Kiven the lav avoid the ma'akve kapori, I would think that since nesina sa'esh is not an avoid that's ma'akve the kapori, I feel there wouldn't be a nesina sa'esh, we would find an esh that's boyer, so also it's kosher. So this is not an avoid that's ma'akve kapori, loyte boy kohune. That means this klal of mikabole ve'eilech, bikrivu b'nei aroin akayanim es adom, v'zolku es adom u'izbeich sovim. This klal of mikabole ve'eilech in itkunim, this klal is speaking about avoides which are ma'akim de kapore, the kabole, the heiloche, the zrike, these avoides are ma'akim de kapore, the kapore. So there the Torah said b'nei aroin. But nesin is a eish, which is not ma'akiv the kaporis, I would think, I can't learn this out from the krivu b'nei aron, akehanim es adon, because krivu is a avoided at ma'akiv the kaporis. V'nosnu is not avoided ma'akiv a kaporis. So I wouldn't know that by v'nosnu you need kahune. Kamash malon, the boy kahune. Kamash malon, you need kahune. So where are we up to now? So we're up to now as follows. So the Gemara is saying that if the Venosnu, you need Ligufe to tell us that Nesina Sa'esh needs Kahune, then you could not use it to be Memayit Hefshit V'nituach. You only Memayit Hefshit V'nituach. If you don't need it Ligufe, so then you say, Emeinin Ligufe, so it's coming to be Memayit Hefshit V'nituach. But if you need it Ligufe, so I need it Ligufe. Now, can't show you a ben, but if you're telling me such a yisod that that davka an avoided at ma'akiv the kapore, you need kohune, but the nesin is a since it's not ma'akiv the kapore, you don't need kohune, and that's why you need a posik of v'nosnu. So ibazoi by hefshit v'nituach that there's no posik, so automatically you shouldn't need kohune. As we mentioned before, the Seder Psukim is as follows. First it says, V'krivu b'nei ane kehanem es adom, v'zolk es adom ha-mizbeach sovit, and that is speaking about avoidam ha-keves, that's makev de kapore. Then the next pasuk is, V'hivshit es ha-oilo v'nitach oisol in socheo, this is not an avoid that it's makev de kapore. And then it says later, V'nos mi'ane kein esh ha-mizbeach. So if you're telling me, that you need v'nos n'ligufe to tell me that an avoider that's not ma'akev kapore still needs kohune. So you have a posik by v'nos n'u, but by v'hivshit you don't have a posik, and it's an avoider that's not ma'akev kapore, so automatically a zor should be kosher. So this kasha the Tosfos Yeshonim has, the Tosfos Yeshonim says, no, I'll learn out a mamatzinu from hivshit from v'nos n'u. That now that the Pasuk tells me v'nosnu de'ana kein esh ha-mizbeach, so I know that even a voida that's not ma'akev kapore also needs kohune. So now I'll learn that from v'hivshit, I'll learn that the hefshit nituach also needs kohune. Now I see that mikabola ve'ilach includes a full avoida that's not ma'akev the kapore. So I'll learn that hefshit nituach from v'nosnu. So we're back now to the kasha. So again, so Chesky is wrong. Chesky said that from v'nosnu will be memayit hefshit v'nituach. So the Gemara says no, you need v'nosnu legufe, and so it's not coming l'me'ute. And now I'll learn out hefshit v'nituach from v'nosnu. Let us see Rashi. Abaye was teaching his son, he explained Cheskiah's limud as follows. V'sanya b'teiras koyinim, v'shochat shchite b'zor k'sheiras. That shchite is kosher b'zor. So then he explained right away, v'chimei ayin boso, lishne demasnisnu, v'chimei ayin bos loyme psulo, I should think that you need kohune. So the Gemara says that I would think you learn out from Vatav Necha Itcha Tishmere Eskunaschem. So that's what I would think. So I would think that the Tishmas Kunaschem includes Shchita also. Since the Veshochat is in between Besomach and Vekribu, and since the Torah mentions Kuna by Vekribu, so that's Megale that the Veshochat is going on the Besomach. This is the Loshen of the Mishnah. This is how he explained it. We learned already from Vikrivu that Kabbalah Vilach Mitzvahs Kuna. So whatever was written after the Mitzvah of Kabbalah needs Kuna. Is lama leila michtev ba kohune? Is lama ute hefshet minituach? The loik si ba kohen? There it doesn't say kohen, v'teilach mahoche. So from here we'll learn out that shot is coming lama yute v'teilach mahoche. The davke ksiv ko, the teire bedavke did not mention kuna by hefshet minituach. V'iloi v'nosnu, if the Torah would not have written v'nosnu with this diyu, kava mina haida loik siv koyim v'epshet v'nituah, p'shum le'yitztrachu, it doesn't have to write kuna, the gola lay the boy kuna mikabola v'ilach. Means without this meat, I would say mikabola v'ilach, everything that's written after mitzvah's kabola needs kuna. And this posik of hefshet v'nituah is after the posik of kabola v'ilach. But now I have an ibrike posik of v'nosnu, Benosnu is coming to tell us that Nesina needs kune, and I would know Nesina needs kune because Mikabola ve'ilach mitzvahs kune. So it's coming with the UK that Tavke Nesina and not Hefshet v'nituach. So the Gemara asked, no, how do you know Benosnu is coming with the UK? Hefshet v'nosnu is coming le'gufe, the loy ma'ak ve'kapore. I would think Tavke Kabola ve'ilach means Kabola sadam, Elocha sadam, Zrika sadam. So there you need kohune because there's makir kapore. But v'nos no den kapore, the ain makir kapore, den kapore el bedom. So me mele, so I would think that what? That you don't need kohune whatsoever. So coming v'nos no legufe to tell us that by nesina seish you also need kohune. Now we mentioned the second teretz of the Tosfos Shoshanim. And now I'll learn out hefshet v'nituach from the nesina seish. So Lechaira, where we're up to now, is not like Chesky, finished. Chesky is drosha shver and abgefreit. So the Gemara says, Elo mehoch. Now, the posik after the Nosnu says, V'olchu b'nei arin akehanim eisan esochim, esaroish v'esapodber al ha'itzim asher al ha'ish asher al ha'mizbeach. Here it says that you need kuhune for ariches an esochim al ha'ish. Elam b'hochem, b'olchu b'nei aron ha'kehanim es ha'nesochim, es ha'roish ve'es ha'poda, mikdei, mikabola ve'eilech mitzvahs kohune. Don kabola ve'eilech is mitzvahs kohune. And I feel it's not ma'akiv the kapora. Mikabola ve'eilech is mitzvahs kohune. So now, b'nosnu needs kohune, even though it's ma'akiv kapora. Is va'olchu lo moli. So why does he have to tell me va'olchu that the arichas ha'nesochim should be ayidei ha'koyim? I know, mikabola ve'ilach. So it's miyuta, lemutei hefshet v'nituach. So va'olchu is coming to be memayet hefshet v'nituach. Vrek de gemore be'eimo lemutei sidur shnei gzirei eitzim. Maybe it's coming, you're right. It's miyuta. Ba'olchu, I know, mekabola ve'eilech is mitzvahs kohune. So the arichas ha'nesochim al gabi eish, it's mitzvahs kohune, mekabola ve'eilech. So why, what's the rai, it's coming to be memayit hefshet? Maybe it's coming to be memayit sidur shnei gzirei eitzim. That the shnei gzirei eitzim of bein arbayim don't need kohune. He says, the drosha goes, that ariches ha'nesochim shel ha'oilo needs kohune. La'afuki ariches shnegzirei eitzim does not need kohune. It's miyuta, so it's coming to be my path. So the Gemara mistavre divche de kevosei memayit. No, the miyut is similar to what the Pasuk is speaking about. The Pasuk is speaking about... The Pasuk is speaking about... The Pasuk is speaking about the Kolben. The Pasuk is speaking about the Kolben. That you need Kohune. You need Kohune for the Nesachim. That the Kolbonis, the Nischei HaKolben, you need Kohune to put them al ha'esh. So this avoiding the Kolben needs Kohune. Hefshit v'nituach, which is also a chelik of an avoid of the kolben, that doesn't need kohune. That's the Gemara says. Mistabre divche dechevosei memayit. Fakert, this is speaking about a pu'ule in the zevach, the ariches anesochim, needs kohune. Lafuki hefshit, doesn't need kohune. So memayit, that's why we should be memayit. So from v'ochel will be memayit, Hefshit v'nituach. Frag the Gemara Adarabe. Let's darshan verkehrt. Sidur de chevosei memayit. Verkehrt. Look at it in this light. That v'olchu is an oifen ha-sidur. Here it's speaking about sidur ha-nesochim. So I say sidur ha-nesochim boi kohune. La-fuki sidur shnei gzira yeitzim does not need kohune. So, where are we up to now? We're up to Akasha. That, Gemara holds now, that is for sure, you don't need v'olchu legufe. Mikabola v'eilach mitzvahs kohune. Mikabola v'eilach afil it's not ma'akiv the kapora, there's mitzvahs kohune. So v'olchu is miyuta. Now v'olchu is coming to be memayit, that tafke, this needs kohune, but another thing doesn't need kohune. Now the shayla, what is it memayit? Is it memayit divche de kevosei? This pu'ula in the kolben does need kohune, but hefshit in the tuach in the kolben doesn't need kohune. That was the first mahalach in the Gemara. Or maybe we'll say this sidur needs kohune, but the sidur shnegzirayitzim doesn't need kohune. Now don't tell me that it is memayit shnei gziri eitzim. Because shnei gziri eitzim zicha needs kune. The omar ma. Now we're going to have a new posik. This posik is posik yud gimel. This posik is the beginning of Vayikra speaking about an oila that was wrought min habokel. Minaboko zocha tomim yakivenu. Then later starts speaking about viminatsoin kolbono minaksov minizim. So the now we're speaking about an oila from tsoin. So in Pasuk Yud Gimel it says ba'kere v'krayim yichatz b'mayim v'hikrev hakoyin es hakoyl v'hikter hamizbeicho oilohu ishei reyach nichoyach l'ashem. Now let us just figure out ivra of this pasuk. What does this pasuk say? Let's see the whole pasuk. Va'kerev akra'ayim yilchatz b'mayim. Let's go to the previous pasuk. V'nitach oisei l'nesochov. Ves roishoi ves pidroi. First he cuts up the oila to its nesochim. V'orech hakoin oisom al ha'itzim asher ala ish asher ala mizbeach. Va'kerev akra'ayim yilchatz b'mayim. V'hikriv hakoyin es hakoyl. So now we're going about the kerev and krahayim. It should be makriv. V'hiktir hamizbeicha. And it should be makriv on the mizbeach. Oilu isherech nechoyech l'ashem. Now, the second posik, what is v'hikriv hakoyin es hakoyl? It does not mean haktore, because right after it says v'hiktir hamizbeicha, oilu isherech nechoyech l'ashem. So this v'hikriv hakoyin es hakoyl, the Gemara says, the Omar Amar, V'hikriv akoyin asakoyl hamizbeicho, zu hoilochas eivorim lakevesh. That's shot in the pasuk. The kerva kray michas b'mayim behikre b'koynes akoyl. That's the hilochas ha'ivorim lekevesh. Then behikre ha'mizbecha. That's aktor. So now I have a pasuk telling us that hilochas ha'ivorim lekevesh needs kohune. Behikre akoyin es akoyl. Fine. So now this is also miyuta because I have a klami kabbalah ve'elach mitzvahs kohune. So it's miyuta. So it's coming to tell us that hilochas eivorim needs kohune. Hilochas eitzim loiboy kohune. But a similar pu'ula to be moilech the eitzim to the kevesh that doesn't need kohune. That's amamayiv. The meat is the chabosai. Hilocha eivorim needs kohune. Hilocha eitzim doesn't need kohune to the kevesh. Hasidur shneigzirei eitzim, but the sidur of shneigzirei eitzim, which this is after the hoyloche, the sidur of shneigzirei eitzim, boi kohune. This is from this miut of hoylochas eitzim, I can figure out that baka hoylochas eitzim doesn't need kohune, but sidur shneigzirei eitzim does need kohune. So memele. So now, with this is fa'emfeld the kasha before. The Gemara said we wanted to learn out from va'olchu that va'olchu was also va'olchu bnei Aaron akanim es hanesochim. Va'olchu was ibrik. I know mikabalu ve'elach mitzvus kohune. So va'olchu is coming to tell us that this needs kohune, but something else doesn't need kohune. Before we had a suffix. What is the something else? Is the something else hefshit v'nituach? Was there something else? Sidur shnei gzirei eitzim. But now that I learned from this pasuk, v'hikriv hakoyin es hakoyl, that afka hilochas eitzim does not need kohune, but sidur shnei gzirei eitzim does need kohune. So sidur shnei gzirei eitzim does need kohune. So let us go back to the olchu. So what is the olchu coming to tell us? It's not coming legufe. The only thing it could be memayit now is hevshit v'nituach. So from the Olchu, I'll learn out that Ariches HaNesochim needs Kohune, but Hefshit V'Nituach doesn't need Kohune. So this is now the Teretz on Hashayla. The Mishnah says Hefshit V'Nituach does not need Kohune. How do we know this? We'll learn this out from the Pasuk V'Olchu. V'Olchu lo mili mute Hefshit V'Nituach. Let us see Rashi. Elo mahoch, v'olchu b'nei arein akeyanu. Let us see the Agos Merav Ranschenberg. Arei lomadnu mekabola. That means that v'olchu needs kohune. I can figure this out from kabola. Mekabola v'ilach mitzvah kohune. Elo lemuutei, so the v'olchu is coming to be my, if this needs kohune, mutei hefshit v'neturach, shein tzorich kohune. So it's coming that he takes the words Almute Hefshinituach Shain Tsarich Kune, that Hefshinituach does not need Kune. So the Mekoyah of that Hefshinituach Shain Tsarich Kune is from Va'olchu. Frag the Gemara, how do you know in Memayit from Va'olchu Hefshinituach? Maybe we Memayit Sidush Shneg Zirayitzim. Aim Almute Sidush Shneg Zirayitzim, the Bein Abai, the like Siv Bulkan, our Betzavch, Ben Yixiv Abir Lekoyim. So the Gemara says, Leisalke Daitoch. You can't say it's coming to be Mamayit Shneg Zirei Eitzim that it does the Lene Boy Sidog Zirim Kohune. But the Itzach Limute Heilochas Eitzim, since Mamayit Heilochas Eitzim, Mechlau the Sidurim Boy Koin. Because if the Sidu doesn't need a coin, I'm about to give us Heilocha doesn't need a coin, so he wouldn't have to be Mamayit. So since Mamayit Heilocha, Vais the Sidu does need a coin. Heilochas Eitzim Loi Boy Kohune. How do we know to be memayit elochas eitzim? The haikoyin dechsiv by elochas eivorim, akochachol emut elochach eres boy. The ilegufe la yitzterich. It's not coming to tell us that elochan it's kune, the ashmini mekabola by eloch mitzvah kune. So the vehikri vakoyin is meyuto, so it's coming to be memayit elochas eitzim. So memayle, so for memayit elochas eitzim, so maishit afka elochas eitzim doesn't need kuna, but shneg zirei eitzim doesn't need kuna. So now v'olchu is memayit, hefshit v'nituach. V'olchu lomali, the ksiv behen kuna, not ligufe, and not to be mayit shneg zirei eitzim, v'akolchach lemutei hefshit v'nituach.
So the Oroch was coming to be Mamai. Ukune de Vinoslu.
Legufe, kidamrine. And why do you need the Vinoslu? So that you need Legufe. The late time, even le makwe kapor le te boy kune.
Umi de goli bo de boy kune.
So now that I know that a philodova that's not makwe kapor also needs kune. So le itzich le medel le michtav kune baroches nesochem. Now I know I'll learn out everything from Vinoslu. That mi kabola veilich includes avoides that are not makwe kapor. So, the vial we are up to, that the Ochu is miyuta, you don't need it legufe, that you need kuna, I learned it out from Venosnu, even though some akit kapore. So, now you know everything, me kabola va'ilach, tzriche kuhune. So, the Ochu is coming, not to be memayit shneg zire yeitzim, because that I learned out from the hikri v'akoyin, that afka hilochas eitzim doesn't need kuhune. But, see the shneg zire yeitzim does need kuhune. So, the Ochu is coming to be memayit hefshit v'nituach. Now, the first ve'eimo chinami legufe doesn't make sense. Let's go with the goyim, is moichike. Period. Elo, the hikter akoyim es akoyil lemai osu. Like the Gemara, Faket, you took care of everything, but I have another posik. I have a posik, in this posik, posik yud gimel, now this is not posik yud gimel, this is posik tes. The pasuk goes as follows. The pasuk says, "Va'olchu bnei ane kanim esan esochim esaroish vesapoda alait meshalesh shalom izbeyach." So we're saying Va'olchu is coming to tell us that you don't need kuhune by hefshit nituach. Afke Va'olchu needs kuhune, but not hefshit nituach. And the next pasuk says, "Ve'kirboi uchov yuchatz pemaim ve'hikter hakoyin esakel hamizbeicha oylo isherech nechayich l'Hashem." Now it says, by haktore you need kohune. Now this pasuk is also miyuta. Vikta koine sakel. What do you need this pasuk for? I have a klal, mikabolo veilach, mitzvah kohune. I feel it now makiv the kapore. So why did the Torah say, vikter akoine sakel? So now we're up to akashe. That means that what we, that hefshit nituach does not need kohune. That I learn out midiyuki v'olchu. I'm finished already. Asug is finished. But now, since we started delving in the psukim, frek the gemore, elo v'hikter akoyin esakoy lemay osu. Why did the pasuk have to tell us haktore needs kohune? I have a klami kabol v'eilach mitzvah kohune. So the goyin is moisef elo v'hikter lemutei hefshit v'nituach. So the gemore says, okay. You have a good kasha. So we'll go, we'll take a say that the hikter is meyuta. So the hikter is memayet hefshit v'nituach. The hikri v'akoyin esakel. Now we can go all the psukim that we have. So now, like with the mimiyash of all the psukim. The hikter is memayet hefshit v'nituach. The hikri v'akoyin esakel amizbeichom. Which is zu haylocha sevom lekevesh. Haylocha sevom lekevesh u'deboikun. Haylocha seitzim leiboikun. Hasidush neigziraitzim boikun. From the Hikriv I learned that Eloha Saitim does not need kuhune, and Shneigziraitzim does need kuhune. Hasidush neigziraitzim boikuhune. Vinosnu, why does it say Vinosnu legufe? To tell me that even though Tamakiv Kapor, it also needs kuhune. Now, so now we're stuck with the Ba'olchu. We're going backwards. Now what's with the Ba'olchu? Before we said the Ba'olchu is going to tell us that Hefshit v'nituach doesn't need kohuna. But now we said you learned this out from Behikter. So what do you do, Va'olchu? So now the Gemara says, Va'olchu is a different drosha. Va'olchu shnayim, the Arabim, v'nei arayim shnayim, hakehanim shnayim, l'madnu l'tleh sheton shisha. So from here we'll learn out that a tler, or we'll see later, this is speaking about the tomid, that a tomid needs shisha kahanim, ba'olchu b'nei arein akehan. So memele, that is l'chayre, the end of the sugye. So l'fiya emes, How do we know that Hefshet v'nituach does not need kohuna? We learn that v'hikter ha-koynes ha-koyl, which is miyuter, it's coming with the yuke, ha-ktor needs kohuna, but Hefshet v'nituach does not need kohuna. And v'olchu l'mais is coming to tell us that you need six kohanim. Let us see Rashi. Sheton shisha, ha-bosor b'chamisha, Vakirvayim be'echod, that is the makor that we need, Tosfos, that we need Shisha Kahan. Let us see Tosfos. Vikrivu b'nei Aaron mikabola ve'eilech is mitzvahs kohune. That shchit is kshere bezor. Vikrivu b'nei Aaron is coming to tell us that we need kohune mikabola ve'eilech. The Perek Kama des Vochem Perish Rashi, Ho de Omrinon veikribu zu kabolos adam, Voloi avoida acheres mishar avoida isdam, ki goin heiloche, oizrike. Rashi yes, a very pertinent kashe. Eshrites kshere bezor. Veikribu bne arin, veikribu bne arin akahanem. From Akrov ve'eilach, you need Kahanim. Now, how did we jump to Kabbalah? Kabbalah Saddam, where's the Kabbalah Saddam Merum is in the Ikrivu? Ikrivu either means Zrike or Hailoche. That's in the Ivra, that's Teichwelt. How does the Ikrivu, how do we stick Kabbalah into the Ikrivu? That's Rashi Zakashe in Mesechtes Vochim. So Rashi says, Mishum Dersi Vishochat. So Rashi says, that means it's Doche Kanavshei. It says Vishochat. Veikrivoi. Eize hi avoy de shi'acha shchite. That we see the Veikrivoi is right after the shchite. La'alta, have oimer zu kabola. So Rashi said, because since the Veikrivoi is right after Veshochat, so the Veikrivoi is to be the first Avoida after Shchita, which is Kabbalah. So that is our Mekoyer, that Veikrivoi means Kabbalah Sadam. Veikshari, so the Riz asks, the Gemara didn't hold of this Cheshbon. The Besoyf Perikame des Vochem, Iketayim Achina. The Gemara asks the Kasha, how do you know? Maybe it means Zrike. So the Gemara says, "Kshoyma v'zorkoi arei Zrike omo." Amani mikay bekrive zukabolas adam. Al medelav ainu time. That means if Rashi's cheshbon would be a cheshbon that since bekrive was written right after v'shochat, so it has to be the first avoid after shchite. So why didn't the Gemara say this? The Gemara has a different cheshbon. The Gemara says it's not Zrike because it says Vizorak. But if I say it's like this, I would say it's Zrike because the Mashmoyis Haloshin is Zrike. And then the Gemara doesn't hold the Rashi's cheshbon that it has to be Kabbalah because you can't make the, you can't let the Shchita hang. After the Shchita, the next Avoda, Akocher is Kabbalah. The Gemara doesn't say this cheshbon. Amadalav ainu time. Okay. So now we have a dilemma. So that means, so the Gemara asked an ontlich akasha, maybe Vikrivoi means Zrike. So the Gemara answered it can't mean Zrike because it says Vizolko, so it can't mean Zrike. In fact, Tachtais was good, but maybe it means Heiloche. Vaho, Deloy Amrinen, Zu Haloche, maybe it means Heiloche. So Tais was says, Mishim Deloy Mistavre, Lukme Beheiloche. Deloy Mame Heiloche, Veiloch Mitzvah Skone, Mishim De Efshe, Levatlo. The Efsha Oimed Bitzad Mizbeach, Beshoichet Leiboi Lahoilach. So my Shvog want to say Pshat and Tosfos is that Vikrivoi is a Loshen Tzivoi. It would seem this Vikrivu B'nei Aaron. For Akrove you need B'nei Aaron. So it seems you need this. Now, since Eiloche is an Avoide Shei Efsha Levatlo, so the Torah wouldn't say Bikriva b'nei Arim, who says there'll be Heilocha to begin with. It's an avoided Avshel Levatlo. In the Pasuk it would seem that that is always Vekrivoy, but who makes the Vekrivoy? The Bnei Achim makes the Vekrivoy. It would mean Aloche, who says Bechlal that has to be Vekrivoy. So Kolchoch, Vekrivoy means Kabbalah. Zriket can mean because it says Bezolko. Heilochet can mean because who says you need Heilochet? It's an Avodah Shem Shelavatla. So Kolchoch, as the process of elimination, it's going on Kabbalah. Elam Ahoch. So the Gemara says, what is the Mekor that Hefshet V'Nituach does not need Kohune? The Gemara says the Mekor is because it says Va'orchu B'nei Aaron HaKehanim. That's Meyuta. I know that you need B'nei Aaron for Arichas HaNesachim. So Kohoch, it's coming with the UK, but Hefshet V'Nituach does not need Kohanim. The Perik Beis Dezvochim Dorish HaKehanim B'Kihunam. Koyin hedyet shalovash bigday koyin godov ovad avoid avoidose psula. So lachayra taisis means to say, so maybe you need the posik not to tell me that you need a coin. I know that you need a coin. But he is coming to tell us that bikihunam that a koyin hedyet be bigday a koyin godov is posul. So taisis says, that from the word bik akehanim. Here it says Bnei Aaron, so Bnei Aaron is coming to tell us that by Ariche you need Bnei Aaron, by Hefshet Nituach you don't need Bnei Aaron. Ve'ein la'akshes, my itzterich kro la'arichas nesochem le'melfo midekoma mikabola ve'eilach mitzvah kohune. The Ma'itzach call Arichas Nesachim L'Chere Arichas Nesachim is a bit miyuta. Ma'itzach call a mail for me to come and make a ball of Eila Mitzvah's Kuna. This means it's like this. The Rehitis Loshen of the Sugya is that the Ba'orchu is not coming legufay to tell us that you need kohune by Arichas HaNesachim, because I know that already. I know that already because it says mikabola va'ilach mitzvahs kohune. So the Ba'orchu is miyuta, so it's coming to be my tefshit v'nituach. So Taisvis asks, it would seem from the Gemara that the whole Ha'ichoche, the whole Mekor that you need Kohuna by Riches HaNesachim is because they have a limud mekabola veilach. Pektach Taisvis, you have a poshet limud that you need Kohuna by Riches HaNesachim because v'chisale al daitoch shezor korev eitzel ha-mizbeach. With one ever have a mean that a zor could go on the mizbeach. How could a zor go on the mizbeach? It once mentioned a Mishle Melech that he says that we learn after my pasuk in Koyrach Yitches Gimel Velamizbeach lo yikrovu. This is speaking about the Levim. Velamizbeach lo yikrovu. The gzeres hakosuv the chol dover hanase b'mizbeach azor is not allowed to go there. Avshein avoide. Vayhavi ki im bekoyim. There's a issa of kreve to the mizbeach. Azor is not permitted to go on the mizbeach. It's poshet ba'orchu is meyuta. You can't stand on the mizbeach and to be oirech the nesachim al ha'esh. You can't do such a thing because azor can't do it. So kolchoch, this posik is meyuta. The posik is coming to tell us. The posik is coming to tell us that. Lidyuke, that Tafke Arichen needs Kohune, but Hefshet doesn't need Kohune. So you could figure out the Yito, not because Mikabola Ve'elech Mitzvah's Kohune, no, V'chisala Daitoch Shezor Korav Eitzel Mizbeya. That's Taisvah's Kasha. The Yesh Loimar, so Taisvah's answers, the Efshah, the Koi, Ba'ara, V'zorik Lohu LeMizbeya. So Taisvah says, that is true. I would know that a Zor cannot go on the Mizbeach to make Arichas HaNesachim. A Zor can't be called to the Mizbeach.
But I would think that a Zoh could make Tarichas HaNesochim by standing on the ground and throwing the Ivorim on the Mizbeach. So Memele is not Korev, it's not Rishaler Adaitor, Shazor Korev Eitzel Mizbeach, he's not on the Mizbeach, he's on the ground. And he's throwing it on the Maroche. So why shouldn't this be good? That's why the Gemara says, but I know it's no good from a different Pasuk. Mikabol Ve'eilech, Mitzvah Kohunim. So Memele. So that's why the Pasuk is Mirtos, so it's coming to be Memayit Hefshit V'nituach. The Eshloime, the Efshit, the Koi Ba'aro, Bezorik Lohulim Mizbeach. Kedisa Lekama Besoif Pirkin, Torev Pekalfi, Kabeyatzosis Alisa. There's also a myth, it seems, that you need kahune by kindling the small eitzim on the maroche. So the Gemara also asks the kasha. The Gemara asks, how could a Zoh kindle the eitzim? How could a Zoh go on the Mizbeach? So the Gemara says, Efshit the Koya Are, V'orvi B'mapuche. He'll stand on the ground and he'll take a mapuach, something that blows air, and that's how he'll kindle the eish. So Mamela, so it could be the same thing. You could make the Arichas HaNesochim through Zrike on the Maroche. So that's why the Gemara needs the Posik of Mikabola Ve'elach Mitzvah Kohune to tell us that I would know already that Arichas HaNesochim is Aidei Kohune, so then Va'ochos Miyuta to be Mamayit Hefshit V'nituach. The Gemara says, so the Gemara asks, maybe Ve'ochu is coming to be Memayit Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, that Afke Arichas HaNesochim needs Kohune, but Shnei Gzirei Eitzim does not need Kohune. So the Gemara says, no, it does need Kohune, because we learn out from Ve'hikri V'akoyin Esakoyl, we learn out that Heilochas Eivorim needs Kohune, Heilochas Eitzim loy boy Kohune. Hasidush Negzirim boy Kohune. So Memele, we know that Sidush Negzirim needs Kohune because we are only Memayit Heilochas Eitzim to the Kebesh. But by Stoys, Sidush Negzirim Eitzim Agabi Mizmech needs Kohune. Ve'im taima fraktoisves minolon de ika lemeide kochi. How can you jump to the conclusion and say that since I'm a mayat elochas eitzim, that it doesn't need kune, is oisgespart that snake zire eitzim does need kune. Minolon de ika lemeide kochi. Dilma ma hukro me maitin elochas eitzim. From the posik va vehikrivoi we me mayat elochas eitzim. That's right. And from the posik of Va'ochu, Nemayit Sidu Shnegzirim. We have two miyutim. One miyut is Memayit Elochas Eitzim. That's the miyut of Vehikribu. And one miyut is in the Va'ochu, be Memayit Sidu Shnegzire Eitzim. That's the Isus Kash. V'yeshloime mid'itzach limu'utei Elochas Eitzim. In fact, the Isus, why do you need a miyut for Elochas Eitzim? Shma mino de sido shnei gzirim boi kohune. De iloi boi kohune if sido shnei gzirim. If you're right, and we memai from ba'orchu sido shnei gzirim, so sido shnei gzirim does not need kohune. So if sido shnei gzirim ala mizbeir doesn't need kohune, de iloi boi kohune, lom li krole mutei heilochas eitzim. Hashtafilu sido shnei gzirim shem al gabi ha mizbeir loi boi kohune. If the Siddush Negzirim doesn't need Kune, Koshkein Elochas Eitzim, so why do you need a Miyut? So Al Kochach, if you need a Miyut from Eiloche, Vaisai, Stavka Eiloche doesn't need Kune, but Siddush Negzirim Eitzim does need Kune. Veleke la'akshuye, Iloi Kosova la'krode la'el, la'yhavim matinim minei Siddush Negzirim, Eloh Elochas Eitzim, the Mistavetvei. Vector Toysen, maybe you need two Miyutim, that means, if it would only say Va'orchu, I'd be Memayit Helochas Eitzim. Now it says Vehikrivu, Vehikriva Koine Sakel. So with Vehikriva Memayit Helochas Eitzim, now Va'orchu is Memayit Sidush Negzirei Eitzim. Der Shloim Afil Lehavi Kosev Alakod Va'orchu Avmatinim Inei Sidush Negzirim. The Mestavre Koi Besido Memayit Sido. So Memayle. So it's fair. So why do you need a pasuk to be memaya teilocha? Say it's a madoch sidush neigzirim doesn't need kuna avad gves eilocha. And if I do have a mitav eilocha, that's a raish sidush neigzirim yitzrim does need kuna. That was the Gemara's maskonis of Ochu who's coming to Bamai at Hefshit v'nituach. Hiksho horav Eliyahu mi'av Riyuk zatzal. L'rab Shimon the Islay la'el shnei gzirim boi shnei kahanim. The Tanya Rab Shimon holds that we learned on that Chobov amid beis. We learn that from the Orchu, that the Shnei Gzirim shall be Narbayim need to Kahan. Min no lay the boy kune. How does he know that the Shnei Gzirim needs Kahune? Now, Lechayre, what's the Kasha? Lechayre, the Gemara said klar that Shnei Gzirim needs Kahune, because since we are memayit from the Hikriva Koina Sakel, Halochas Eitzim, sit need a mit an Halochas Eitzim, so me meile weist doch ois, that Tzido, Shnei Gzir Eitzim, needs kune, because I wouldn't need a mit an Halochas Eitzim. Fact that Toysvis will see, Rab Shimon doesn't have a mit an Halochas Eitzim. Why? If you say that Rab Shimon learns out the way Agamara says, so it's the Krolle Gufei, Rab Shimon needs the Pasuk Legufe to tell me that Elochas Eborim Lekevesh needs Kohune. Why? I, we have a Klal Mikabolach Ve'elach Mitzvah Kohune. Salke Daitach Amin Akivin De Efsha Levatlo. Since Elochas is an Avoide that one could avoid it, Sheira Bezo, so I would think you wouldn't need Kuna on Elochas Eborim. Ki Da Omar Besoyper Kama Dezvochim, Elochas Bezo, If a zol will make a locher by dam, machloikis Rab Shimon berabono. Rab Shimon doma avoide shev shel levato lav avoide ksheira bezol. So the Gemara says, einach hanami, a locher is not an avoide because it's shev shel levato. You could make it right next to the mizbeach. So meila, that's kosher bezol. Frek the Gemara vrei elochas eivorim lekevish the evshel levatlo psula bezor the omar ma vehikriva koyin that's going on elochas eivorim amizbeich azu elochas eivorim lekevish mishani heiched the goli goli. So the Gemara says, listen, misvare avoidish evshel levatlo does never shame avoid and it's sheira bezor and einach hanami without a gzeres akoslev I would zicher say elochas eivorim also doesn't need kohen, but nah, here I have enough in the posting that Elochas Eborim Lekevesh does need kune, so needs kune. V'imkei, so it comes out, kiven d'itzrich legufei, so according to Rab Shimon, this posting, v'hikriv akoyin es akoyil, is not coming with the UK. I need a legufei, that even though I have a klal, that mikabol v'eilach mitzvah kune, that tafke by an avoide, but Eloch is not an avoide, since it's efshel avatlo. In Cain, some Mele, he doesn't have Bechlal a miyut, and Hilochas Eitzim. So he doesn't have miyut on Hilochas Eitzim, so could be the Vaholchus coming to be Memayit Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. In Cain, see the Shnei Gzirim in Nolan the boy Kohune. That was the Kasha of Rav Elio. The Tiris Loi Rebbe, the Rab Shimon Letaimei, the Koma Lekama Besoy Perek Dalet, Kabi Atzosus Alise, the Loi Tzorich Kro, Sheloi Tehei Ela Bekoyin, Mishum de Chisala Al Baitoch Shezo Korav Eitzel Mizbeach. He holds you don't need a miyut on Atzosus Alise, that's the kindling of the small Eitzim on the Mizbeach, because Rab Shimon said, Zichri has to be a day kohune, because Azor can go on the Mizbeach. The last life for the Rabbi Yehuda Doma Efshir, the Koya Arav Ovid B'mapuche. Rabbi Shimon does not hold that the Pasuk is speaking about a weird Heichetimtze that Azor is standing on the bottom and with a Mapuach. Is Vuhu Adin Besido Shnei Gzirim Leimotzi Koya Arav Ovid B'zrike. So Memelos Otoisvi says that according to Rab Shimon, we have a poshet oifen
to prove that Sidur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim has to be Bekune. Because how could Sidur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim be without Kune? How is a Zohar going to get up on the Mizbeach? The only other way that you could make Sidur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim without Kune would be to stand on the Ritzve and throw up the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. Rab Shimon holds that's Zichon and Apshat and Posik. When the Torah says you have to make Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, you don't have to be an expert thrower, an expert pitcher. The Torah Zichon speaking about that he went up on the Mizbeach to make the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. So Kochoch it's speaking about Kohune. So according to Rab Shimon, you don't need the hoichoche from the mir tapke loches. Eitzim doesn't need kune, but shnei gziri does need kune. Rab Shimon holds posh, shnei gzirim zichon needs kune, because how could a zo make shnei gziri eitzim since he can never get up on the mizbeach? And the posuk zicha does not mean to standing on the ritzbe and throwing it on the mizbeach. Ula Rabbi Yehuda de islay efshe b'mapuche. Rabbi Yehuda that does hold, that could be the Pasuk is speaking about that he's standing on the ground, and it could be speaking about a Zohar. Ikele meime, dohoch inami yisle yefshe de Zohar kakzirin l'reish mizbech. Behim take, it could very well be that you could have sidur shnei gzirei eitzim to a Zohar, that the Zohar will stand on the ground and throw it on the maroche. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, how does Rabbi Yehuda know that shnei gzirim nitzkune, but v'lochin hafkalei shaper, the boy kohune, midrsiv koyin b'ilocha seiborim, the legufei lo yitzich, according to Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't hold like Rabbi Shimon that aboide shev shalavatol aloi shmei aboide. So according to him, you don't need a posik to tell me that ilocha seiborim nitzkune, because it's poshit, mikabolo v'ilach mitzvah skune. The svir leid avogav the ev shalavatol aboide. So the gluya agzirin, the brinen kune kedamorim b'shmaiten.